alayhi salatu wasalam was of this category. Allah Ta'ala brought about difficulty upon them, not in any way, far from it, to bring about any type of retribution for them. But for them it was an alleviation, an elevation of their status, elevation of their status. And sometimes Allah Ta'ala, not to the Anbiya, Allah Ta'ala brings upon the Anbiya elevation of status. But for us also it is an expiation of sins. Elevation of status for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, أَشَدُّ الْبَلَاءِ إِلَى الْأَنْبِيَا ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَأَمْثَلْ. The greatest calamities in this world has come upon the prophets and then those who are close to the prophets. Subhanallah. One hadith, it comes that calamity knocks on the doors of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and says, oh Allah, who should I go to? And Allah ta'ala tells calamities, go to my pious bondsmen. I will test them through the means of those calamities. And when they pass through that test with flying colors, Allah will elevate their status. Look at how Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. We tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam on many occasions. Sometimes we made him leave his homeland. Sometimes we made him migrate. Sometimes we made him and told him to build the Kaaba. And sometimes we told him to come to our Mubarak and blessed place. And then to leave his wife and his small infant child. And we told him, go. Then sometimes we told him to slaughter his son. فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. And every time Ibrahim alayhi salam came through the test with flying colors. And when he came through all those tests with flying colors, what did Allah Ta'ala say? قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Oh Ibrahim, we will make you the leader amongst people. There is not a divine religion that doesn't show respect and honor to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Christians say he is ours. Jews say he is ours. Muslims say he is ours. And Allah Ta'ala then made the decision. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. Ibrahim alayhi salam was not a Jew or a Christian. He is a Hanifan Muslima. One who left everything and he turned towards Allah. My Ustad Hazrat Mufti Wali Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say Hanif. The meaning of Hanif is sab ko chor char kar Allah Ta'ala ke ho jana. To leave everyone and to become Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was Ibrahim alayhi salam. But he came through the test with flying colors. Allah made him the imam and leader amongst people. So Allah Ta'ala grants elevation of status of people through the means of difficulty. So this also, sometimes it happened. Sometimes expiation of sins. Thus we find Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, many a times before Islam, we used to do something wrong and nothing used to happen. And after Islam, the moment we did wrong, immediately something wrong used to happen upon us. Some difficulty used to come upon us. You know, sometimes you also wonder, I don't know, it happens sometimes you cut in front of a person inappropriately in a traffic. The next day, almost immediately, you will find someone maybe doing the same to you within a short period of time. There is once, in the time of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one day a person saw a woman who was not supposed to look at. And immediately after that, he knocked into a wall. So, you know, you and I will say he was engrossed in the woman he was looking at. Immediately the Sahaba said, you see, this was an expiation of that you saw. So this particular thing happens. There is one hadith that our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said that it comes in as that ma min shayin yusibuhul mu'min. You know, there is no difficulty that come upon a mu'min. Hatta shawka, even if it is a thorn that pricks you. In another hadith, even to this extent, you're looking for something, you look in your right pocket, you don't find your wallet. Hey, what happened to my wallet? Someone might have stolen it. Then you look around, you find it in your left pocket. That little bit of anxiety, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes away a sin. And it happens many a times to us. So many a times, difficulties comes as an expiation of sins and elevation of status for the pious people. And may Allah Ta'ala make it such that Allah Ta'ala wipe away our sins here in this world. In Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Mu'ana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in his Al-I'tidal has made mention of this hadith, Ummati hadhihi ummatum marhumah. This ummat is an ummah and marhumah. Allah has had mercy upon this ummah. Now what is our definition of ummat and marhum? Allah has mercy upon us. Allah will give us mentions, subhanAllah. That's how we think. Unfortunately, that's how we think. Allah will give us mentions. Allah will give us bliss in this world. Look at what Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Why is this ummat, ummat marhumah? لَيْسَ لَهَا عَذَابٌ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابُهَا فِي الدُّنْيَا.